Honolulu Civil Beat gives us our dose of reality as Hawaii tries to tackle our housing crisis. Reporter Christina Jedro joins us to talk about the big check that many families are struggling to write as housing prices rise, and that is of the security deposit. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, you know that... We've all rented, I think, and we know we have different stories about getting that security deposit back.
Right. Not everyone gets it back. You basically, you know, sign off this big check and hand it to your landlord, and it just kind of sits there until you're ready to move, and then you either get it back or part of it back or maybe not at all. But a big problem that's happening is that as rents go up and up and up, so do deposits, because deposits are often the same amount as the monthly rent. And without a deposit, you really can't get in the door of a new apartment. So there's a lot of people that are struggling to come up with that money because it means saving while paying for all of life's other necessities, food, childcare, medical.
Right. So that security deposit is first and last month's rent, you know, and then you don't get it back, let's say, from your previous place. Then you're like, oh, my goodness.
Right. Right. And so many people are, you know, just not making enough money to save up in any meaningful way. I mean, 62% of jobs here in Hawaii pay less than $20 an hour. And when you compare that with the cost of housing, fair market rent for a one bedroom is $1,500. And so you need to double that just to get a key to get in the door. So if you're making $15, $20 an hour, that's almost impossible to make ends meet.
Right. And if you do have security deposit from somewhere, you know, you don't always get it back right away.
Right. So many people don't. I spoke with an attorney at Legal Aid who said that, you know, oftentimes if people don't have an attorney, they don't have representation, they're kind of vulnerable. So landlords can take advantage of that. There are cases when there are legitimate damages, too, and people can, you know, work out their disputes in court. But that takes time and money that, again, so many people just don't have.
So how do we get across these barriers? How are families coping?
Well, right now, families and individuals in Hawaii are facing kind of a hodgepodge of charity programs that are funded with local, state, and federal dollars. So places like IHS or Catholic Charities can give you some assistance if you are otherwise ready and willing to get into housing but just don't have the deposit. But according to all the service providers I spoke to, there's just never enough of that funding. There's just so many more people in need than we're able to help in that way. But in New York, there's actually some models that are emerging that act more like insurance. So instead of a traditional renter's insurance that covers the renter in case they're, for example, robbed, this insurance would cover the landlord in case there's damages. So people are starting to question the status quo of how we deal with security deposits.
That's interesting. So just we got to change the model, maybe.
Possibly. I mean, people are kind of looking at all the potential solutions because what we're doing right now just isn't working.
So basically, there's not enough money in the pot for these agencies that do dole out the money to help people because the asks are just too, I guess, there are too many of them.
Right. I mean, they're just saying there's never going to be enough money to meet the need. The need is so great with wages being so low and housing costs really exceeding the wage growth. It's a tough spot for a lot of people and families.
And then what's the snapshot on the inventory of rentals?
There's never enough rentals either. We need a lot more affordable housing here in Hawaii. And so that only feeds into the prices going up every year.
And then is there anything that we're going to be doing that you know of at the legislature this upcoming session?
I haven't heard of anything addressing security deposits specifically, but I know that legislators are always trying to figure out ways to make our housing more affordable. But it's kind of the issue of the moment, and we'll have to wait and see what they come up with this session.
Okay. And do we have any other good numbers out there just on, you know, what's available?
Yeah. Well, so many people are dealing with rental affordability. Renters make up 42% of all Hawaii households, so it's really important that we come up with solutions that work for everyone because this affects a huge chunk of the population here.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Christina. Good story.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Christina Jedro with today's Reality Check. To read her story, head to civilbeat.org.